And just quickly, my name is Andrea Calori, and I am a program manager at Berkshire Grown. I sort of oversee the technical assistance program, particularly the program in response to COVID-19, and also work on the Future Farmer Mentorship Program and the workshops in the wintertime. And then with me is Jess Camp. Jess, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, yeah, I'm Jess, another program manager at Berkshire Grown. My focus is on the business membership program, and a lot of things come out of that, like the farmers market. Also working around supporting outreach to hip retailers in Massachusetts. Yeah.
Great.
That's how I end up here today.
Do you want to introduce yourself, Grimaldi Farm?
Hi, Nikki with Grimaldi Farm.
Great.
Hi, Nikki. Welcome.
Thank you.
So to start off our talk this evening, Jess is here to just explain a little bit about how to add SNAP EBT to your farm's online sales and also on-farm pickup, and there have been a couple of questions about it, particularly as folks are figuring out how to incorporate it into their online farm sales and curbside pickup programs with in response to the pandemic. So I'll just go ahead and let Jess start. And then, you know, Nikki, if you have questions, feel free to jump in. I might have some questions as well. And I foresee that we'll probably wrap this up around 6:45.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
So I think I'm going to sort of start out of order, Andrea, from the notes I sent you, and talk a little bit just about processing SNAP in general right now, and then maybe see exactly what questions there might be. So a lot of the information I have about other stuff is specific to Massachusetts, and I know Grimaldi's over in New York, so I'm curious what your questions are and what your situation is, but let me just talk about a couple of things. One is that with the pandemic, lots of folks have started doing online sales for their stores. And one of the challenges there is that there is not currently capacity to process SNAP online. There are a couple of pilot programs out there, but it's as yet only been for major national retailers like Amazon and Walmart. There are some folks, particularly at MarketLink, that I know of working on getting that to be available for farms and farmers markets, but it's not clear what the timeline on that will be. And then I think there's also a state-by-state component. Like, I think Massachusetts has applied to be an online SNAP, to be part of the pilot program for online SNAP retailing. And again, it's all kind of new and people are trying to move it ahead, but it's not available right now. So what folks are doing, there's a couple of different strategies folks will take to be able to take an order. So sometimes if you've got a site where you need to take payment in order to complete the order, folks will have a coupon code of some kind for SNAP clients to be able to submit the order and then process the payment at pickup. The other way, of course, people handle this is if they were to take orders by phone or like in a Google form, because in that way you could do it without payment at all, and same thing, take the payment at pickup.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Can you hear us?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Thanks for coming. So Jess just finished doing an introduction a little bit about adding SNAP and EBT to your farm sales. And then if we have any questions, just feel free to jump in and ask a question. And we're recording, just to let you know.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in what folks are doing now and what your questions might be around, because there's a bunch of things I could kind of speak to from here.
Do you want to take questions right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so we kind of know where to go. Like, I don't know if Grimaldi, if you're signed up to take SNAP. I could talk a little bit about what that process looks like, because some of it will be the same in Massachusetts and New York.
Right. Yeah. No, we're not set up right now. So that's okay. Why I was kind of, when I saw the email, I was kind of inquiring, because as of the last couple of days, we have had inquiries about it. So, And then I saw this and I was like, oh, cool. I can get some inside information and see what we can do to get the ball rolling.
Well, let me give you some of the basics. And then, like I said, I've got some, unfortunately, I wasn't thinking about this. I try to have Massachusetts and New York stuff all the time. But most of my, there's a little bit of, even though it's a national thing, there's differences state to state on how some of the details sort out. But let me go over the basics about becoming a SNAP retailer. The first thing, so I mentioned MarketLink before, and they are a private-public partnership between the USDA Food and Nutrition Services, I believe, program, and then the National Farmers Market Nutrition Program and Nova Dia Group. So it's this group of folks working towards getting farms and farmers markets to be able to take SNAP. So they offer a grant to folks get into the program and get started with it. So there's a couple of steps. If you're going to go through MarketLink, you can get a grant to support the processing fees and a card reader and the licensing for your first year. In the individual states, there are also sometimes equipment grants for, like in Massachusetts, there's a grant for getting free landline equipment. So you need a landline and you also need electricity for that. And sometimes people at farm stores prefer to use that. But if you go through MarketLink, they're a great support to help you get through the process. So that's typically where I would send people first, is to check their eligibility for MarketLink, which I know is operating in Massachusetts. I'm not sure about New York. And from there, you'd apply with USDA to get an FNS number, which is basically what you're doing to become an authorized SNAP retailer with the USDA. And from then, you'll go and set up the processing equipment side of things, either through MarketLink or perhaps through one of your state programs.
Okay.
And I can do a little research to see where the New York stuff is and send that on over to you.
Oh, that would be great. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. Did you have other questions about it?
No, I just think, you know, it was just a matter of, you know, now that we're kind of in the midst of this, that it was just like, oh, yeah, wait. And now people are calling and it's like, oh, yeah, sure. We should probably look into that, you know.
Great. Well, yeah, I definitely think MarketLink is one of the places, and I'll send you this afterwards, one of the places to start. And then I'll check and see, because sometimes the hardest part is just finding how to get into it. To go through the administrative steps to get up and running.
Right. Yeah, no, great. That would be very helpful.
Do you currently take credit cards?
Yes. We do use, because we have Wi-Fi, because the farm store is just outside of the house.
Yep.
You know, and it's a self-service, but we do have like the PayPal link where they can pay it with a credit card.
Uh-huh.
Where they can just use their phone and pay it. And then we do have Square and we do have a PayPal machine.
Mm-hmm. So one of the new options, and this is one of the things you'll have to figure out as you go along, one of the new options for processing has the ability to run both Square and EBT cards.
Okay.
Which can be useful.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Cause you know, we're just like a, you know, mom and pop, you know?
Yeah.
So we had just kind of just started using PayPal and Square within the last, you know, since January. And now that that's kind of picked off, now we kind of have to see what our other options are too. So no, yeah, this was very, very helpful.
Good. Great.
Yes, we have Market Plus and have been on the program for a couple of years. And so now we have to do the changes.
Yes.
I'm definitely interested in, because we do Square now, but we also have the Market Plus, and I'd rather switch over to the Square for the credit cards. So I want to do that. And then also interested in the online process for the HIP piece of it, because right now we have to be present to put in HIP into the system.
Yeah, so that is, currently not available to be actually able to take the payment online. But hopefully that'll get up and running at some point. And I just want, let me kind of go back for a second and talk a little bit. I see we've got a couple of HIP farms on the call, and I just sent out an email to you guys about some of the things that are happening there. And so the Healthy Incentives Program is an incentives program in Massachusetts that matches for fruit and vegetable sales at farms, farmers markets, and CSAs. And so the folks who enrolled in that program are coming to the end of their MarketLink grant, as well as having a software update. So was that Bill, maybe, who was speaking before, who mentioned changing from Mobile Market Plus over to the new app, which is going to be Total Pay, and that's the one that allows the use of Square. And I'm happy to take any questions any of those HIP vendors on the call might have. No.
Does anyone have any other questions before Jess keeps going? No. Okay. All right, Jess, do you want to keep going with what you have to share today?
Yeah. I think the other thing, and again, the HIP vendors are familiar with this part from the email yesterday, and maybe have questions about this. But there was also, so the folks who got on to HIP and using Mobile Market Plus back in 2017 were most likely signed up with WorldPay for their credit card processing. And there has been a class action suit against WorldPay because they have been allegedly overcharging. And hopefully folks got an email about that to submit a claim. If not, you can submit a claim without, if you got that email, you have a claim ID number, you can still submit a claim even if you didn't. And if you didn't, let me know and I can forward on the link. But I think that covers a lot of the major points. You know, we talked a little bit about at the beginning about how the online processing is not currently available, but folks are working to try to get that up and running just for the folks who came in a little bit later. The way people are handling online orders or pre-orders for those payments, which is may well be what some of you are doing, is either to have a coupon code for their online store or to take those pre-orders by phone or through something like a Google form, and then be able to process the payment at pickup.
Great. Does anyone have any questions so far that they want to ask related to anything Jess has talked about?
Or that I haven't SNAP and HIP related.
Now it looks like everyone has their questions answered.
All right.
That's great. Great. And Jess, can you just quickly, like, if someone were a new, if someone were adding this to their farm sales for the first time during COVID-19, what would be the route to do it, and what should they be prepared to take on when doing this?
Yeah, well, yes, great question. So one of the things I was thinking about earlier today is, like, oftentimes you don't need to process directly. If, say, the farmer's market you go to accepts SNAP, and lots of the markets in our area have matching programs that will double the value of SNAP dollars at the market. You know, that's what we do at our winter markets. So basically folks can go to the market and get tokens of some kind. And so instead of getting, you know, they'll run their card for $5, but get $10 worth of tokens as a program to incentivize using those SNAP dollars at the farm. So that, of course, is one option. And like I said, a lot of our markets do, some of them may not. And so if a market's interested in doing that, that's another possibility too, is for a market itself to become a retailer and be able to accept SNAP. Then for if a farm wanted to do it themselves, there's one important point, which is that the Healthy Incentives Program, which started in 2017 as a pilot program, has been far more successful and sometimes a victim of its own success, in that it did so well it initially ran out of its funding, and thankfully has been able to continue to get funding through advocacy efforts. But one consequence is they are not currently accepting new farms to the program. So if you're a produce vendor who would like to accept SNAP, you can absolutely do that and be able to do that at the farmer's market, at your farm stand or CSA, because they are still accepting people for the CSA part of that program. But the HIP incentive, that is a matching program, is not currently open. So that's one thing to know. And then I think the other things to think about are whether you're going to be using it at your farm or at markets, because that's going to relate to the equipment questions and what's going to work best for you, and maybe kind of thinking long term, because you wouldn't want to end up with a landline situation and then start going to farmers markets. And like I said, there is the MarketLink program right now, which funds the card reader, the processing, and the licensing fees for 1 year. You do need to bring your own device for that, and it works on Android or Apple products. So that's kind of one of the things you want to think about, is where you're going to be using it, and then how you might want to use it. The mobile processing can allow you to take credit cards too, so if you don't currently have that capacity, that could be particularly useful. The landline equipment is for EBT only. So that might be another reason, even if you were using it at your farm store, you'd want to look into the mobile option. You would need Wi-Fi or a cellular plan to make that work. And then I think the other thing to know, especially if you're new to it this year, is the fact that the online payments are not a piece of it, and that people need to be present right now to enter their PIN, basically. Yeah. To scan the card and enter their PIN.
So that would be a challenge for farms that are doing curbside pickup, say on farm, trying to implement like a contactless transaction for those who are using EBT. Have you heard about how some other farms who do accept it, how they're managing that if people are coming to purchase produce directly from the farm using that?
I mean, I think they've basically been doing like a distanced situation, you know, to be able to have the reader farther away. I mean, I think with the Bluetooth reader, you could have a situation where the person could, you know, they could step forward towards the reader, you can step back, and then kind of, there is the point where they have to put in the pin. So there is some amount of that. Close, you know, you can kind of like move back and forth for the getting to the equipment. And then the other thing is, you know, folks have been doing sanitizing in between transactions, either with wipes or some sort of dilute bleach solution.
And are there plans to try and transition that process to something that wouldn't require a device that people have to manually enter in a pin number? I know you might not know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Great.
But you mentioned about online, so is that like the online store they can enter their stuff in for the hip piece versus if they come to the store, they have to physically put the information in?
Yeah, so there's no way to actually take the payments online right now.
Okay.
For SNAP or hip. Except, so at the beginning, there is a pilot program in some other states, but it's currently only for major retailers like Amazon and Walmart. So I only mention that because it's to say that it is being worked on, but it's some ways off in terms of it being available here in either Massachusetts or New York. And then there is like, that's just for it generally being available online. And then there's probably another step of advocacy, and the folks at MarketLink are working on this to be able to make it available to farms and farmers markets.
Okay. And so the annual fee, if you decide you're just going to use Square for your credit cards and just use WorldPay for the EBT stuff, that's a separate annual license?
So the license is actually for the TotalPay software. And I believe they're offering a month-to-month option. So you could just do it for your market season or do an annual license. And then the processing fees, actually, that's a good question. I think in Massachusetts, and like this is something that I'm not clear about, but I think it's processed through Conduent for EBT. So I don't think you need WorldPay at all for the EBT transactions.
Okay. All right. So that's something we'll have to figure out as we're doing the transition.
Yeah. So if you're currently on WorldPay and you want to switch to Square through the TotalPay app, you do want to get in touch with Novadia about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think mainly to make sure that your processing for the EBT part is going through the right place. Because I think Novadia is actually an EBT processor now too. I don't think they were originally, but I think they are now.
Okay.
Great. Does anyone else have any questions? I know I keep asking, but I just want to make sure that people feel like they have the opportunity to ask. Okay. Just, can you talk a little bit about the strategies used for using SNAP? I think I see these in your notes. I'm not sure if you touched upon those. Sorry.
Oh, I'm not sure which ones you're talking about. Can you?
With the new TotalPay app, did you mention that?
New TotalPay app.
With an option for pre-authorization.
Oh yeah, that. Sorry, I got an update on that. That's not a thing anymore.
Oh, okay.
I misunderstood something on a webinar with MarketLink, and I thought they were going to be able to do that, but that's not the case.
If folks do want to learn more about how to incorporate this into their sales, where would be a place to find those resources and whom would they contact?
Great question. So our colleagues over at CISA can you share those links in the chat for people? They have a couple of great resources. They've got one for getting into be able to accept SNAP. It was set up when the HIP program was started. So it talks about HIP with a note that says, as of February 2020, we're not accepting new HIP vendors. But it gives a great kind of step-by-step layout. MDAR also has a nice set of details on how to get enrolled in that program, and that talks a little bit about the landline equipment. And David Weber is the contact at MDAR, and he's been helpful to from the past getting set up with that. I don't have a link right now for MarketLink, but it's marketlink.org, and that's where you would go to see if you're eligible for a grant. Like I said, I'm not up on the New York stuff. I know it's active in Massachusetts right now, to see if you're eligible for the grant, and then they kind of help you through that process of getting everything set up. And then there's also resources from our colleagues at CISA about the changes with Mobile Market Plus being rebranded to this new app, Total Pay, and how to make those changes. They've got a nice chart of the difference between WorldPay and Square for you to think about which processor you'd prefer to use, and really nice detailed step-by-step instructions of like contacting Novadia before you switch to Square to, you know, and make sure you don't shut off your service until you've got the one running so you don't end up not being able to process things.
Great. So I just sent, if everyone can see the chat, I did include the websites from CISA, or the web pages from CISA, with the resources and the step-by-step guide that Jess had just referred to. And then also for Massachusetts folks, I did include just a page from the MassGov site that talks about accepting SNAP and HIP at farmers markets and farms. So there's a couple of those resources as well. And then of course you can always, you know, as Berkshire Grown members, you can certainly email Jess if you have any questions as you're trying to navigate that, or you can send me a message as well. And I will put our email addresses in the chat.
One of the nice things about Berkshire Grown running a farmer's market is I got to try doing the updates to the app on our machine. So I had the chance to go through that process. And like when I was trying to figure all this out, it was kind of overwhelming. So I just want to say, please don't hesitate. I'm happy to walk through it with you on the phone if that's helpful.
Thank you, Jess. So I mentioned that I wanted to not go past 6:45, and we're at 6:30, which is actually a decent time to sort of wrap things up. It's about 30 minutes. But again, I know I keep asking if you have questions, but you really just want to make sure that people do have the opportunity to ask. So if there's one more question you may have, feel free to ask it. And if not, then we'll just wrap things up. And then this actually is being recorded, as I mentioned to a few of the folks that came on earlier. So this recording will be made available on our website. So if there's some information that you heard that you don't remember, you can always refer to it back on the site. And then again, just send Jess or me an email if you wanted to get some more of the resources or the web links that we had posted in the chat that you weren't able to access. So my email is Andrea@berkshiregrown.org, and Jess's email is Jess@berkshiregrown.org. And like I said, I just wrote those in the chat there.
You can even still call the office. We get the voicemail. So there's a little bit of a time delay as opposed to calling in the past, but we're still getting those messages.
So true. Any more questions before we wrap up? Okay, great. Well, Jess, thank you so much for spending some time to share with us how to get started with SNAP and EBT. And thank you for those who came to this call this evening. Hopefully this was helpful, and good luck with the growing season.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.